Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a better way. We're chatting with Christine Foster. She's with A Positive Difference Professional Pet Care, and she's got details about yellow ribbons and yellow bows and so much more. Christine, it's good to see you.
Oh, good to see you, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here to talk about the Yellow Dog Project.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. The Yellow Dog Project. What is this all about?
So it's a visual awareness public campaign. It's education about fear, anxiety, and stress in our dogs. It's about reducing the stigma of dogs who have stress or reactivity. And it's about working together as a community to assist with mental and emotional support that some of these dogs need. So yellow means give them some space.
Okay, and it can be yellow bows or yellow leashes, is that right?
Yeah, so if people aren't opposed to switching to their leashes, I encourage changing the leash. The bow is a great option. It attaches to the leash, so it shows people that this dog needs some space. So when I was going through school, the fear-free veterinarians that trained me encouraged us to try to see things from the dog's viewpoint, from their perspective, and to use a considerate approach. So when I saw this Yellow Dog Project, it really resonated with me, with my mission, vision, and values, and the work that I do. Over 40% of the clients that I work with have some sort of an issue with fear, anxiety, and stress, and that's my specialty. So I was like all over this. I saw it and I thought, I really would love for this to come to Stratford.
Okay, and it's been kind of a partnership with the Barkery Stratford, is that right?
Yeah, so Heidi was so supportive at the Barkery Stratford. She had her local supplier, Doggy Bowtie, make custom bows.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's carrying the leashes and she's got a nice display in the store. And Adam over at Global Pets, also a local business, he has the yellow leashes set up with a display with the chart, as well as his supplier, Nikki at By the Hill Creations, created a bow for the project as well.
Okay, so you can pick those items up at the Barkery.
At the Barkery and yep. Global Pets, yeah.
All right, perfect. And again, it's kind of giving people a heads up, because I'm thinking, you know, we're all different types of people, and there's all different types of dogs, if you will.
And every dog learns differently and has different stresses. And since the pandemic, dogs were really stressed during that time, too, because there was lockdown. And work from home, return to work, and a whole disruption of their routines. Plus, pet ownership went right up as well. Then trainers weren't working and they weren't being socialized and people weren't coming to the door, so there was no ding-dong. And so dogs really had a lot to deal with when the pandemic was over. So there is an elevation of stress and particularly separation anxiety in pets right now that we're working with them through. I didn't create the Yellow Dog Project. It was created in 2012 by Tara Pilardi. She is an actual dog trainer, and she created it as a visual awareness campaign, and it's now adapted in over 40 countries are using it. So it's becoming more and more popular. Tara says, dogs can have space issues for a variety of reasons, and you're not the only person with a yellow dog. There are most likely many people in your community, so be proud of your furry family member and the work you're putting into him or her.
There you go. And as we're becoming, certainly for downtown Stratford, we're just more and more dog-friendly, that sort of thing. We're seeing the dogs at the outdoor cafes and that sort of thing. So something like this is really a good idea.
Well, and the downtown BIA have been so supportive of this project as well. They published a blog that I wrote. And we are having Dog Friendly Day in Stratford coming up in June 20th. And so with that coming up, this awareness campaign is great, because you will see, we will have a set up yellow dog area for dogs that are a little shyer that don't want to be close to the action.
Okay.
And you'll see lots of yellow bows and leashes.
There you go. Absolutely. So it's Christine Foster with Positive Difference Professional Pet Care. We'll be passing along all the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. But Christine, before we let you go, tell us about Positive Difference Professional Pet Care, what it is all about.
So in 2020, my beloved dog Bailey passed away, and I decided to switch careers altogether. And the pandemic was a great time for me to do some learning. So I did a lot of courses online. And then when the pandemic lifted, I did even more courses. But I decided to open this in honor of him. So care for your pets in your pet's home. Dog walking, dog training, and the type of pet sitting I do is fear-free certified pet sitting. So it's a little different than the traditional pet sitting. So I've been doing this since 2020, and it's my passion.
Okay, well, congratulations on this. If they'd like some details, is there a website or a phone number to pass along?
Yeah, so Positive Difference Professional Pet Care's phone number is 519-274-4100, and my website is www.positivepcstratford.ca.
Perfect. It's Christine Foster with Positive Difference Professional Pet Care. And again, yellow means dog needs space. We'll be sharing all the details, of course, with mystraffordnow.com. Christine Foster with the information. Pleasure, Christine. Congratulations on this.
Thanks so much, Jamie.